Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody who knows this song, sing along.
Oh, yeah. Anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
Yeah, the drum.
Anyway, I took care of it.
here we are. Wanawahielo. Means I'm here right now. So, and Tanshi isn't going to be here. They had ceremony today. So, it's time of the season. Lots of ceremonies, Humblecha time, and Sundance is coming up real soon. So, we have to, you know, think of all our people that are out there praying for us, and you know, and keeping the Oyate strong, you know. So we have to, you know, just remember them out there. And co-host needs to wake up, Wana, over there, chat time, you know, and Kiktayo, Wana Washicha, Washicha, Recha. Anyway, so it's ceremony season, so our people are out there you know, we have to worry about, like, some people's worried about the enemy and the government. How they've been here 500 something years already. What, we supposed to just today, you know? Anyway, we have to stay. There's not much we can do because we have so many that don't belong in our world, but can continue to invade and impose. The best we can do, and I'm hoping you all hear me good, is that we at least try to teach our own kind and try to work for ourselves to make a better society for us, and so we don't lose what we have left, you know. And and it's really hard nowadays because, you know, people talk about their rights, their First Amendment rights, their Second Amendment rights, the Constitution and all of this. Those are for Americans. Those rights are for Americans. What about human rights? Every human Wakon Tonka gave us rights. We're supposed to live with them rights, not with what the invasive species brought over here for them, but for human rights. You know? And these Americans are supposed to follow them rights too, but they don't. They made up their own. Just like they made up the name America, they made up the name American. They made up everything. They talk English, and this ain't England, you know. Anyway, we've been there 1,000 times. We don't need to try to waste our time on these issues because we end up over there. Yeah, they did this, they did that, they did. Yeah, we already know what they did, right? So let's work on what we can do. And first of all, our people need to learn how to appreciate their own culture, appreciate where they're from. Wow, electricity just went up, but my phone is still working, so everything should be good, but looks like all the electricity blacked out. So I hope that you know, at for the time being, that you all you know, some of you, especially I know co-host and them, their lights are out, everything's out. So that's why I use this cell phone to do this show instead of using their system, internet system, because it shuts down. It doesn't shut down when they shut down. But anyway, suddenly it got darker than hell all over. And so we got to kind of be ready for what's going on there. Anyway, hope to see how far we can go here before everything. In other words, even my phone isn't going to be charging. But hopefully maybe I have enough for the day, you know. And we'll see what happens here. But like I said, you know, we have to worry about ourselves, and this is a good example of it. You know, we rely on everything too much. What these modern times bring to you, electricity, gas, all this stuff, and when it fails you, what do? You know, not much you can do. But I'm pretty sure that everything's gonna work out all right. And it's so black and dark over here. It looks like the whole town, the whole everything went black. There ain't a light no place. You know, it looks like pretty major stuff happened over here suddenly. And it's kind of, we have to roll with it like it is. I hope you still hear me. There's no way for me to know, you know, Layla, Wayne, and others that are tuned in, you know. So, but as I was saying, we need to work on our own selves, appreciate what we have, and try to make life better in our own way. And when we talk about religion, I always say this. I don't attack no other religions if the people actually believe in Wakantanka. If they're using religion just for prestige and just to act like they're holy, you know, I don't go for that. Like this American Christianity, you know, all these big old fancy churches and all these people and, you know, showing up, slapping the Bible here, slapping the Bible there, all wearing fancy suits and $2,000 shoes and all that, you know. I mean, you know, in Lakota, we say, Echewi Chasha, and you probably heard us say that several times, Echewi Chasha. That means like a simple man, a simple person, you know. Lakota, we're Echewi Chasha. And I really notice it, like when we have sundance, because our sundance is open to other tribes. Other tribes come. Our sundance doesn't allow non-Indians. So, but we do. Other tribes come from all over the country, and man, you should see them showing up camping, nice, beautiful teepees, nice pickups and trailers and RVs, and the sundancers that show up, nice sundance wraps, you know, the skirts, you know, the best feathers. I don't know where they get them or what, you know. And the best everything, really looking sharp, you know. And our people, some of them can't even, we live over here. We can't even afford a ride up. So people hitchhike. Sometimes the singers is hitchhiking up to the Sundance. Times when I ran out of gas on my way to the Sundance, you know. You know, so got picked up and got delivered to Sundance, you know. We live a real simple life, and it's hard for us to be anything else because we have so much attacks on our people, you know, so many attacks on us. And that's what really, really affects us is all the attacks on us. I just like to say, we're strong enough to survive no matter what. And it's hard for us to get ahead in life when we're being attacked by the law, by the government, by people who just don't like us, you know, like people that show up and want to, you know, put us down, you know, so it's hard for us to survive that way. The most important thing, though, is that we in our hearts know we can exist as long as we do it in a good way. So, Ekcherwi Chasha, we're simple man, simple people. So we do our best to maintain our dignity and everything the best way we can without money, without, you know, all these other people depend on wealth and everything. You know, like right now, I'm telling you, there is no electricity. Usually when electricity goes off, it goes off just in our area, you know? And the whole town. And when I look south towards, you know, over there, I see nothing. And, you know, like if I was at my house, you know, I could imagine how it is over there. But we depend on all these modern things, and it's hard to function without us. You know, I'll tell you the truth right now. If this would have happened and somebody else was doing the radio show, they would have shut down. It would have been all over. They would have left. And then later on, they would say, yeah, we had a power outage and blah, 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 you know. So, you know, and me, I'm still going because I'm thinking that you're hearing me. I'm thinking that everything's good. And if it's not, I guess I'm just talking to the universe with nothing, you know, sending mental vibes out, you know. And but people, when they rely on this what they call you know, getting old, you always forget stuff. But what they call the American, or the Washichu calls it, they got a name for all this stuff, progress. They call all this stuff progress. Well, when progress goes away, what do you have? Where's the progress right now? Right now, the only progress I have is my cell phone, and hopefully it's reaching out, you know, without electricity. You know, or never know, maybe the cell towers work on electricity, I don't know. But usually it isn't the case. But we'll find out. And I'm sure right now that they're out there going like hell to try to fix this problem, you know. And me, I'm going to go through it like a caveman. Just with the cell phone, you know. So you all just bear with us out there. And I, you know, I want to give a shout out to all the listeners everywhere. I want to give praise to our supporters, people that support us and people that have been here all this time. And thank them, you know. Thank you, Wayne, and thank you, Layla, and other people that, you know. And like tonight, like I said, today, Tanashi and them were having ceremony, so they couldn't be here, but we're rolling on here. And it's so dark, I can't even read my paper and stuff here. So I'm just winging it, you know. And, you know, I have a generator outside way over there. But, you know, I probably could plug into that. But, I never use it. So here we are. Anyway, I was reading the news, you know. I always check stuff out, news and different things going on in the world, you know. Like what's that guy, his name, Philip, he became a king, you know. And I was thinking of how they do their family, his own son, because he disagreed with his son, you know. He treated his son like a Rudy poop, showing up. They made him stand in the back, sit in the back, like a bystander, you know. And, you know, his own brother showing up wearing a uniform and all. You know, I tell you what, that's the difference between us and them. You know, if that was me, you know, and my brother got into it with my dad, but we had some big ceremony, some big event, you know. And my dad said he couldn't, you know, wear his feathers or couldn't come or whatever. And I would say, how? Well, I'm going too. You know? I would say, well, I'm going too. And, but they're not like that. You know, they're greedy and selfish. Now, that's being pretty damn selfish when your own brother treats bad because, you know, has a family issue. And he's just telling the truth. He just exposed a couple secrets and they didn't like it. And he didn't expose the real funky, dirty secrets. He just said a couple things they didn't like. And, But the real issue is his wife. They don't like his wife because she's part black, you know. And she's not their level, you know. And so that's actually the real reason. And his own kids, they even aren't allowing them to have titles like princess or stuff like that, you know, prince. So that's how they are out in the world. And the American is like that, the same way. They all live in status. You know, you live in some kind of prestigious status. Every place, there's status. And it's like having ranks, you know. You have enlisted men, You have non-commissioned officers. You have staff non-commissioned officers. You have commissioned officers, lieutenant, second lieutenant, first lieutenant, you know, captain, major, all the way up to general, you know. And when you're a higher rank, man, they really throw their weight around. I couldn't believe it. Like when I was in Camp Pendleton, the minute a general stepped on the base, the whole base stopped. I mean, stopped. You could hear a pin drop. That's how much power he has. And whenever they show up at any place, you know, and before they show up, if somebody's getting acquainted with where they're at, you know, they're getting acquainted with a certain situation. Suddenly, if they're not high enough, they get treated bad by the higher ups. But they in turn turn around, you know, like, I remember when I was a private. If a private first class told me to do something, pick that trash up. And I said, man, I ain't picking that trash up. He'd say, you know, you're talking to a private first class of the United States Marine Corps. I remember I got ripped off. You know, I was in the, they sent me to Cooley Army Hospital. That's over there, you know. Well, I ain't going to get into all the details, but I had an injury, you know. So they sent me to a base in the, you know, in the, other side of the ocean, you know, and I went there. And while I was there, they're supposed to inventory my stuff at my base where I was at. Instead, they didn't. So, of course, you know, they came and stole my guitar, stole pictures. You know, there's people that will steal your sister's pictures, and they'll say, hey, check my woman out. They'll lie to the other people. That's my woman, you know. Or they'll get your girlfriend's picture and they'll say, yeah, check my woman out, you know. I mean, there's so much baloney. Anyway, I got ripped off. So I come back, all my stuff's gone, and I get mad. So I go try to recover, see where I can find it, and everybody shuts the door on me. So finally, I'm going to go into the captain's office. I go to the captain's office, and there's two corporal and a sergeant there sitting at a desk, you know. And I go in, I need to see the captain. Well, you can't see him, you know. I said, well, I got to see him. I said, you can't see him. Now, you better leave, private, you know. You know, so I was thinking, how with this guy? So I just act like I was going to leave, and I turned around and walked right past him. And here they tried to block me. And he said, I am a sergeant of the United States Marine Corps, and I hereby given you a lawful command, you know. How, at this time, there's nobody above me. We're all equal in my brain. You're just another man. And I have an issue, and I'm going to track down what's going on around here. So what do? I go over there and start around. Next thing, we get to swinging on each other. You know? And we're over there, and you know, the strangest thing, they had a pool table over here where this captain's office was at, you know? We go running around the table. The next thing I know, I got three guys on me. So I grab a cue stick. They grab cue sticks. And we charge each other swinging cue sticks while their cue stick breaks. mine didn't. So I went to town. Anyway, long story short, MPs grabbed me, took me, hauled me off, and blah, 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 and all this stuff, and sent me to the brig. A couple of days later, captain comes in. What's going on? Why, you know, why didn't you want to obey these commands? You know, you. And I said, you know, I had an issue going on, and things move around so fast over here that if you don't take care of a personal problem, you know, it could just get washed under the rug real quick, you know. And anyway, blah, blah, this and that. And he said, you know, you could be shot and killed over here at a time, you know, they consider all that a time of war. And when you're time of war, you better obey this or that. I said, you know what? Then so be it. You know, I don't care. All I know is, you know, I'm here on this earth. Wakantanka put me on this earth to take care of myself, and that's what I'm doing. He didn't put me on this earth for you to take care of me or for anybody else to take care of me. Right now, my mom and dad's way over there. They can't take care of me. There's nobody here to take care of me but myself, so I'm taking care of myself. Anyway, long story short, blah, blah, blah. They didn't like it. I had to stay in there a few more days, let me out, you know, punish me a little bit, put me on, what do they call that, restriction, have to stay in the unit, you know, in the dorm or the base. I couldn't go to the EM club. I couldn't go out to the Vills. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't do nothing except that they asked me to go out and stand in front of a tank or something, or people shooting. They should have put me there, you know. But anyway, that's how it is in that world. There, once you have status, they expect you to obey this status. They expect you to comply with this status. And that ain't no way to live. That's why we call the Washitu, you know what they are, slave takers, are people that make you work, are people that, you know, people that have control over you and other humans. You know, that's why we call them that. We call them that because, you know, they're here they think they're God. You know, like everything, once you walk out that door, once you head down the road, everything, your driver's license, you're this, you're that, you know. I even took some kids. We went to Meteor. They have a Meteor crater in Arizona. We went over there, and they wanted like $15 a person to go in there. And I said, damn, even for kids to charge them money. I said, why are you charging like this for? You didn't make that hole. You know? Oh, we charge because we take care of it. We're taking care of it, making sure it's, you know. And I said, man, you know, you people been here 400 or 500 years. Meteor crater been here like I don't know how many millions or billions of years, and never needed your protection before. So just because you guys came here, now you're the only ones protecting it? You see their logic? You know, crazy logic that they have. And, you know, it's pretty frustrating when you do see their logic that they have, you know. And, okay, I'm trying to see something right here, so. Let me look here. I was hoping that. Anyway, I was reading where, you know, I was reading about these squatters. I can't read it because, you know, I'm off the internet and all that. But some squatters occupy a soldier's home, you know. In other words, people just moved in his home and they can't get rid of him, they're saying. I don't understand that when normally they just come in with a SWAT team and drag you off, you know. Or what is this? Or, you know, why do they do that? Yeah, there's all kinds of weird news that goes on here, you know. But here in this country, we live under the authority of the invasive species. And everything is set up for them, you know. You go to town, they own the stores, they own the gas stations, they own everything. Unless you're rich. And there's cultures that come over here, other cultures, and they have more money. Or they don't have money, but this country caters to them. You know, like even in Canada, when they let all them Syrians show up or up there in Canada, accepted a bunch of them in, they gave each one $10,000 apartment and all this stuff. You know, when the Indians, the natives that live up there are struggling to survive, you know, they don't take care of their own kind. It's not like other countries, you know, like other countries. If you're a Russian, the Russians take care of you. You know, and if you're a Russian, you probably don't think they're taking care of you. You know, but when you're like me and you go see this and you see how they do live, how they all have, you know, they have their flats, they have their dachas and no homeless and all this stuff. So it's amazing how other countries will take care of their own citizens. And the police don't go around killing their own citizens either. Not like over here. So, but we have to live in this world, you know, where only the wealthy are accepted, you know. If you have some money, how? Everything's cool. You know what I mean? Everything's cool if you have money. And see, what am I trying to drink here? If you have money, then you're in. And if you don't have money, you're not in. Well, I'm sure that when the lights go out, the people with money, well, it looks like when I start looking, looks like slowly but surely off in the distance, I see lights in the sky, unless that's northern lights. Maybe stuff's coming back on. Hopefully it'll come back home. But I'm sure the, like these ranchers and stuff that live on the res and all, they got money, so they probably have their homes set up with generators and all that, you know. Poor people, the good thing is, you know, like me, when I was small, we had no electricity. We had no one running water. We had to walk and go get water and bring it back. We used lamps for light and, you know, wood for heat and cooking. And, yeah, I think that maybe some stuff's getting turned on someplace, because I see north of us, sky is kind of starting to light up, or either that, I'm starting to be so used to the darkness, you know, I'm like an owl right now. But we have to live underneath other people all the time. And how does that make people feel? Normally, all of us know we have to live underneath somebody, so we accept that. But like they said, they approved giving those black people money in California. I don't know if they're going to pass them out $1 million a piece and all that, but they're going to give them some money, you know. And can you imagine, what if they did give them all $1 million? You know, what if they did? You know, what if they did give them all $1 million? I'm sure the white society ain't going to like that. Because now, here's a once poor black guy coming into your store. Now he's walking in with bucks and, you know, and they're moving into bigger houses, because the first thing they're going to do is hit the jewelry store, you know. They're going to buy the fanciest necklace, the fanciest bracelets, you know. And that's the first thing they do to them, to have some status, is to show some jewelry on your neck and around you, you know. And that's the other difference between us and them. A normal Lakota guy, even when he runs across money, he don't show, you can't tell he ran across money, because he don't, you know, he don't run off and start slapping on jewelry, you know. The one thing they'll do is probably try to get a new car, you know. But when you get status from having money, you know, that's the only way somebody's gonna give you some respect over here. And other than that, you ain't got no respect, you know. Like, I come to Sioux Falls, you know, and that's a city. And I have to stay in a motel, you know, and have to, everybody plays God in the cities, you know. People with new cars, they come up behind you, want to bully you because they got a nice black car. You know, a lot of road rage out there because of that stuff too, you know. And unbelievable. But lots of road rage. And when I go around, you know, even, you know, like I don't even go to drive-ups anymore to get stuff, because the people at the drive-up windows, they try to act tough with you. Or, you know what, I notice they do, and you can't prove it. You make an order, like say you make an order, you go to Arby's and make a fancy sandwich and all that, you know, and fries and all that. Then you drive up to the window to pay, and then they see you're Indian. So you show up to the side where you pick your order, boom, it's already there. You say, how the hell did they, man, they're fast over here. Until you start eating, and then you realize they just gave you a day-old sandwich or a week-old sandwich and throw all this stuff in the microwave and give it to you. But I'm sure if you're a white guy, they ain't going to do that. But that happens to me all the time, you know. And you get French fries that are like chewing on sticks. You know what I mean? And that's how society treats people out there. Usually it's invasive species, you know. But that's the rules that they have out there, and we live with them. And Indians, we're putting up with it, but Americans, they can't handle this. I watch them on these airplanes, how they, you know, one guy, he didn't have a seat, so he found them a seat. He said, well, I paid money to come here, and rah, 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 so this is my seat, and I have a right. And then they say, and I will sue you. Have fun with that. I don't know why their brains are so small. While the cops are dragging them off to jail, I'm going to sue you. You ain't going to have a job after this, you know. These Americans think they can sue everybody. You get them mad, I'm going to sue you. What's your name? Give me your badge number. I'm going to sue you. You know, there's no sense in messing with them. You know, if it ain't really bad off, just move forward. You know what I mean? Hell with it. They gave you some funky fries, just throw in the trash and consider the loss. You know? But on the airplanes, these people in airplanes are really bad. I mean, I remember I always thought it was a federal crime if you messed around on an airplane. I thought that, you know, because it's just like they have laws called mutiny and things like that when you try to take over federal institutions, establishments or something. And I thought like an airplane, you know, I thought that's federal. I thought if you mess with them, you're going to prison. But nah, they get a slap on the hand because they're mostly Karens, white women, you know, white people doing all this stuff. And I wouldn't do that. While some Mexican girl, she busted up a stewardess or flight attendant, they call them. She got a year in prison, you know, for that. Well, I thought they'd give you at least 15, 20 years when you do stuff like that. But I'm finding out that they're so desperate for money, they lowered their bar, you know. So people are getting away with all kinds of stuff out there, you know, common idiots, you know, making the airplane stop or change course. Raising hell in grocery stores, you know. I mean, I might start to raise a little hell, but when I start seeing what's going on, I remember I went to over here, dollar store. I walked in there. That's the most raggedy dollar store I've ever seen because they got, I hate to say this, but, you know, got Indians working in there. And I went in there and heard they're fighting when I walked in. She said, I told you to do this and you didn't do it. And they're arguing. She said, well, you're fired. And he said, hey, I ain't fired. She said, yes, you are. He said, I'll beat the F out of you if you fire me. Kind of changed it up a little bit. Anyway, they were still arguing. Well, anyway, you go in there. They got the aisles cramped up with stuff. They don't want to work and put stuff away. And do inventories and all that. You know, some things just ain't meant for an Indian to be working, because, you know, trying to do business like that. But out in society, out there in Washita world, they will fire you, and they will call the cops, and they will have you taken out. You know, I seen a video, this Mexican girl showed up drunk to her job at a car dealership. And they told her to go home, and she didn't want to go home. And she started protesting. And when the cops came, she said, "Give me your badge number." And she, anyway, they hauled her off to jail, long story short. And, you know, they have so much authority out there, but some people don't want to deal with the authority. And the hate between the Americans with each other is at a boiling point. I don't know, you know, if you see it or notice it, but it's at a boiling point. A good example is January 6th. Didn't you see that as a boiling point, that, you know, the water, hot water started going over the pan, over the kettle? Well, that's what happened there. At a boiling point, you got the white guys who demand their rights. They demand, you know, and for some reason, they all use this same thing, that they're trying to take away their guns from them. You know, nobody's trying to take their guns away from them at all. They're, from what I see, is they're trying to ban these assault weapons. You know, machine guns and all this stuff that, you know, what do you need them for? You know, you're going to machine gun down a deer or an elk or what, you know? They use these weapons to kill people. People buy these AR-15s and these AK-47s and all these fancy weapons. They ain't buying them to go hunting. And if you talk to somebody, the first thing they say is, you know, even my own cousin, I was talking to him. He reached up and whipped out a big old pistol. He said, "Yeah, man, if someone messes with me," he showed me that pistol. You see, that's on everybody's mind. If you mess with me, this is what you're going to get. That's their attitude they have out there. You mess with me, this is what you're going to get. So they're buying these big weapons and all that. And there was a road rage incident in Florida. A pregnant woman, she got into it. I guess she ran into the back of a guy on a motorcycle. And apparently she must have just bumped him. That's what I see. Because after she left, she went home, and he followed her on the motorcycle. And then a witness, another white guy that was seeing this argument going on, jumped in and followed him. So in her brain, she's getting chased by two white guys, and I think she's a Cuban lady. She had a Spaniard name, you know. And when she got to her house, they pull in her driveway. She runs in and comes out with a gun. And this guy on the motorcycle got off his bike and gunned her down brutally 8 or 9 times, shot her, killed her baby and everything. And they're calling that self-defense. He said, you can see in the video, you hear him, he said, "She pulled a gun on me," you know. And he's a white guy, so he's still out. They didn't do nothing to him, you know. And everybody's attacking her. Her mom should have taught her better than that and blah, blah, blah. you know. They're all, you know, his mom and everybody's, you know, they're blaming. Anyway, she got the blame. And this guy gunned her down, you know. But if he would have, they're saying she purposely ran into the back of him, you know. If she ran him down, hold on, if she ran him down or hit him like they say he did, would have, they would have, I got some stuff going on in here. Anyway, if she would have knocked that motorcycle off in the, you know, but she didn't do that. They're making it sound like, they're making it sound like he crashed into her. No. I can't mute myself right now, but, you know, I'm getting disturbed. But anyway, I guess this situation here, is causing, it's time to, yeah, anyway, I need to think about what would I do the next time if this happens, you know. It's, like I said, I thought I saw lights in the north, but I guess not, you know. Probably Indians driving around over there with their lights on. It's really dark in here, so all this light and stuff bouncing around us is, yeah. But there's cars on the highways passing by and stuff like that. And, yeah, they're starting to get some kind of way out there. But I wish I could turn on and hear some of your comments and some of the things that's going on, you know, your feedback on some of this stuff, you know, like how they are on airplanes, road rage, all these mass shootings, you know, even the Supreme Court judges are up to no good all the time, and they're on their case now, you know. So everything is kind of out of whack, I would say. All over, kind of getting pretty rough out there in the U.S. But I remember before I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh. I don't know how many of you ever listened to him. I don't listen to people because I liked them. Maybe that's why these guys come over here, but they ain't listening. They're trying to impose and get on my case. But I would listen to other people, and I wouldn't try to call them up or get on their case. But I remember Rush Limbaugh was making fun of a chairman, Oklahoma chairman. Her name was Wilma Mankiller, and he was there making fun of her last name. That tells a lot about these savages. Look, even their leader's name, Mankiller. He was saying all kinds of stuff. I mean, this guy was ruthless in his racism. He was a ruthless racist, you know? And I couldn't believe how he gets away with it. But when you look at how many people voted for Trump, the millions that voted for Trump, you realize how many racists are out there. And when one of them comes out and pulls another one out, then they start coming out, and then they really show their racism. And Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, what was that guy, Tucker Carlson? Man, these guys, oh, and those women, Laura Ingraham, they have one blonde, skinny blonde, I forget her name. She had ears stuck out of her side of her hairdo, you know? And they were racist, and they acted like, oh, and they hated everybody. If you're from another country, they put you down, you know, and they hate everybody. You know, I wish there was more, you know, when you're this situation like this, electricity, you can't have, you're limited to what you can do, I wanted to play a clip, you know, of another tribe, this Cherokee leader. This Cherokee leader, you know, is trying to, how he was really an American, and he was encouraging other Indians to get with it, you know, and quit staying in the caveman days. He said, you guys can make fun of me all the way to the bank, you know, like, you know, he's a rich guy, but he just thinks he's rich because he's probably doing better than the average person. He just thinks he's rich. And he ain't rich. He's nobody. Because as soon as he left the news, I never heard from him again. You know, it's like these guys think they're rock stars. But where are they at? You know, I see guys in bands all arrogant, you know. You know, little store bar bands, all arrogant because they're in a band. They think their poop don't stink. You can see they're nobody, but in their brain, they think they are somebody. You know, like in the music business, I've been in it all my life. And you know, I would say, I write songs as good as anybody else. I would say I play an instrument as good as anybody else. You know? I mean, you know, plus I can, you know, like maybe Eric Clapton can sound better than me and all that, but I can jam a saxophone better than him. You know? And everybody has skills, but people think they're better than somebody else, you know. And I was mentioning this last week, you know, how a guy calls himself a black man, and he's trying to put himself above, higher than his own people. He's saying, I'm a black man, a proud black man, that just happens to know a few things. You know, and he's sitting there with a black leather coat on, some kind of black sweater underneath, and then he had a black hat on, you know. I mean, you're doing a radio show. What do you need to wear a hat for? What do you need to be wearing a you know, especially if you're sitting in your own house, you know, doing a YouTube video. Or what, he wants to act like he's got something going on, you know? I mean, I'll be sitting there with a T-shirt or whatever, you know? But he said he calls himself a black man. And I always wonder about that, because I don't call myself red man. I call myself Lakota. And when you have your own culture, that's what you say you are. I mean, they get down, the Americans get down on other countries when they're not even Americans. And then when you get into the American system, then they say, I'm a black American. I'm an Asian American. I'm this American, that, and then they start calling us Native Americans. Well, I ain't no Native American, because I'm not American. Just because I sit on this land that they changed the name on doesn't mean I'm that. Because my people been here for hundreds of thousands of years before they call this America. So how are we supposed to switch over overnight just because they showed up? Oh, suddenly, I don't know what happened, but let me see. I'll have to put on some, let me see if the internet comes on. Oh, no, network's showing. But it looks like they're trying to turn on some electricity. But where's the pride over here? Where's the pride? If you're Italian, man, I'm Italian. If I'm German, I'm German. You know? I guess what it is they're probably split up, because when you ask them, well, I'm Dutch, I'm German, they tell you they're 50 different things, you know? And you know, looks like probably the fire ain't turned on. Somebody's gone. But anyway, I think you can still hear me. I'll just check and see what comes on around here. But maybe it's take a little time. But yeah, I don't know what the heck that was about, but probably didn't want to bore you, probably Wayne snoring. You know, laid up too. Probably everybody's snoring right now. But it's kind of strange how things, let me see. Maybe I can plug something in here. But yeah, we'll see what happens here. If anything gets better, I'll let you know. But it looks like somebody got back on their job out there. But I was telling you how people, they don't have no pride over here. You can't have a melting pot. They like to brag about, this is a melting pot. How do you do that? The only way a melting pot will work is if you get rid of the one highlighted thing in that pot. And over here, the pot, that melting pot, is the white, the invasive species. There's no way it could blend in, because they're the ones throwing their weight around. So they're throwing their weight around, and it's causing a lot of issues. You know, it's causing a lot of issues. Let me see here. Looks like now's a good time for me to. Okay. Anyway, for those, let me see if everything's working right. I'll find out right now. If Wayne and Layla's awake,
all
I
right.
Heard some loud. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You got me unmuted, man.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Don't call me buddy.
I know. I got you, man. I'm just saying because the power was out. That's like a buddy, you know?
Yeah. The thing is, like I was telling people, you know, this radio, these internet radio shows run by telephone and things like that. So sometimes people get in, you know, like even tell other people my country and I'm not to remind them, hey, you ain't talking to me on the phone. You know, there's lots of people listening. So it's not just between you and, no, just like that, what you just said. It's not between me and you. So when you talk to people on the phone, when they talk and you say, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, I understand, uh-huh, yeah. Well, on here, you don't do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, because the power was out. You get what I'm saying?
No, that ain't no excuse. Don't make up no excuse.
I know.
You know, but I'm glad to hear you, you know what I mean? Yeah, the power went out, but, you know, no reason to fly off the handle and blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, you know, I was trying to, but I got kind of disrupted and stuff like that. But hopefully everything's, you know, start working all right, you know. But, you know, I don't know if you're, I'm glad that I at least could keep it going with this, but, you know, it was so dark, I couldn't read my notes, I couldn't see nothing, you know, and I had I had some plans, but, you know, sometimes plans ain't meant to work out the way you'd like them to work out, you know, so... I had some plans and I just kind of winged it in the dark, you know, couldn't even see nothing here, you know, seriously. I mean, I don't know where you guys live, but over here where we live at, when there's, it gets dark and we've been having rain and there's lots of cloud cover. And so that means no starlight shine, no moonshine, nothing. It's just jet black outside, you know. I mean, jet black and jet black right in front of my face. Good thing the computer kind of stayed a little bit alive. But, I could see a little bit, but you can't type or nothing. Anyway, nothing work anyway because you're off the internet. We'd like to fix that issue next, you know. But, you know, and the other thing is people always ask, what's the topic tonight? How, we don't have no topic, man. We've been flying, you know, for all these years. You know, so that's how come, you know, we used to try to get guests and say, yeah, we're going to have so-and-so's going to be here next Saturday, so tune in, and he'll come on at, what's all that noise in the background? Let me see. Is that you, Layla?
Oh, Wally. How you doing? I'm glad you got your power. I've been praying.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, just keep an eye. I got those red buttons for you. So everything you do is coming out loud and clear. Right now, it just needs to be loud and clear. It just needs to be your voice and stuff when you talk. Where was I at? Anyway, I was talking about earlier about before all this stuff happened about the pride, you know, people's loss of their pride, or they don't have it, you know. I mean, why are you going to be sitting there and say, I'm a proud black man? You know, how can you be proud of that? You know, when you have your bloodline, where'd your bloodline come from? You have to be proud of that. Or what do you think, Wayne?
Go ahead. Tell me when people claim to be another. You have no knowledge of history.
I mean, if you know where you come from, if you know what your bloodline is, and you know, some people are mixed. You don't have to say, well, I'm Irish, English, Mexican, Cherokee, and all that. You know, you don't have to do all that. But the life you live, you know, and like, you know, I just see how people, you know, they don't have an identity. So their identity is, I'm black or I'm white.
That's because they've been brainwashed to think that way. That's mostly from the slave master slave mentality.
Yeah,
you know?
Tucker Carlson said, some white guys are beating up another white guy. You know, and he said, that ain't how white guys fight. You know? You know? I mean.
Of course not.
That is
Wombly,
how white guys
hey, listen.
Fight.
Hey, Wombly, hold on a minute now. If you think about it, you know, just like when, even though our colonial leader, what's his name, Barack Obama, when he was in office, see, if you notice historical perception, you see when they're finished with a person of color like Barack Obama, okay, they turn on each other. That's the way how the Watichu thinks, okay? Because they're programmed to keep up with the Joneses. That's a validated fact. See, they'll go after any person of color in a group, but once they're finished with that person, they turn on each other. And we know that. And they've been doing that for over 531 years.
Yeah, well, that's another thing we all know already, you know? When we sit back, we watch them. You know, that's why they had the Yankees versus those Civil War guys down there. What did they call them? Oh, they call them rebels, but you know they weren't rebels. Anyway, the North and South, and then they had the North and South. And they were killing each other. Then the North won, but the South still flies their Confederate flag. Oh, Confederate, that's a death. You know, and you know, our people would see this stuff, and we say, "Well, how come them white guys are down there killing each other?" You know, and right now I say, why are Democrats and Republicans hating each other so much? You know? And they play little kid games when they, like for the budget. They won't vote on a budget. They're fighting over birthrights or the abortion and birth pills. And they're fighting over a lot of things that don't matter. And the other thing is what gets me is they all fighting over their rights, their constitutional rights or what. But you know, this world isn't about their rights. It's about human rights, everybody's rights. It don't matter what color you are, what breed you are, what species you are. You have rights. The lion has rights. The gorilla has rights. The eagle has rights. The deer has rights. You know? The Hawaiians have rights. The Polynesians have rights. You know? Those, they call them Aboriginals in Australia. They have rights. We all have rights, human rights, South America. But these people only worry about their American rights. What do you think about that, American rights? How is American rights different than human rights? You guys want to say anything about it?
Well, it's just skewed towards onanism, you know, and insulating your ego, protecting your own self.
Yeah, but what is the difference between American rights and human rights?
Well, there shouldn't be any.
You know? I mean, we should all live under one condition as humans.
American rights and put me first.
they want American rights for white people or the white people,
yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Like, and then they use the Bible a lot. Thou shalt not kill, but they kill.
But it travesty.
Thou shalt not steal, but they're sitting on land they stole. You know, every one of those commandments they use, they break. You know. Thou shalt not, what's that one about a false god? You know?
Have no gods before me, yes.
Well, they all do that too.
Money is your god.
Exactly. Mazaska. That's
yes.
Their god. And, It really was a shame when they came out and made that constitution. You know, why do they need a constitution, Wayne? Because it's down on paper?
Oh, hey, no, they want a constitution to observe their rights. You know, like you said, thou shalt not kill, thou not shall covet, and what other crap they have on their papers, you know, but they want to observe their rights, their values, and their treatment, and forget everyone else who's not Wajitu.
Right.
And like Vimber talked about, the doctrine of discovery, the papal 1492, what's the manifest destiny and all that, those stuff,
yeah.
You know? The doctrine of discovery and papal 1492 and the, you know, and they said they're allowed to take over any land. So they did. So, okay, so we accept it because that was back in their times when they thought the world was flat. But now, in these modern times, what do they still live like that for? You know, when they attacked Iraq, first they said they had weapons of mass destruction. And then they just came out and said, well, the world's a better place without them.
Yep. Justification, yep. Well,
that was just their opinion, because you know what? When Saddam Hussein was alive, when Gaddafi was alive, and Arafat, they had some control going on. I mean, when Gaddafi was alive, his country was kids were going to college. They were getting married. They were, you know, having families, having homes. They had ambition. They tried to they're taking that away from Syria. You know, I was looking at a video about Syria, Damascus. They have nice restaurants and people living down there and all that. What's wrong with that? Why does this country think Syria is a bad place? When you go to Syria and see them living in a good way, that was before they tore it up, you know? When the day before they bombed Iraq, they had a video of life going on in Iraq the day before they bombed it. You know, and there was weddings going on, kids playing, riding bikes, restaurants, people sitting out eating in restaurants, people living, cars driving down the road, people coming out of stores. What is wrong with that? You know?
Hey, Wamba, I can chime in on that for you. I could chime in on that for you. Think about it. They don't want the Syrians to have the access and the availability to attack another country, you know. And I don't want to put it on this air and whatnot, you know. But, you know, some people think their Santa Claus for adults is better than others. I know they're not tribal, but, you know, it's always a religious war, whether it's Judaism versus the Islamic faith or Christianity or whatever. There's always the government back behind their religion or their so-called Santa Claus for adults, where they want other people to chime in and say, hey, you need to have our backs because this person's anti-Semitic. You know, they're living a good life over there. They have access to nuclear weapons, and they can wipe us off the planet. Okay? You know, those individuals right there have a problem with other people having a good life, like what you're saying, for example, you know, the Syrians having a good life or whatnot versus other countries, you know, they want to provide their denominational strength incorporated with politics. That's the problem. They're incorporating their religious beliefs with politics for world domination and their way of life.
But who are you talking about? Syria? Israel?
Oh, for example, I'll give you a good example. I'm not trying to be anti-Semitic on the air or anything like that. For example, you know, you have the Israelis mad at the Syrians because, you know, the Syrians have access to nuclear weapons now. You know, so, you know, Israel sends out a machine gun car, remote control machine gun car, to take out some scientists, you know, because someone wants to have better energy for their country and whatnot. Okay, I'm not trying to sound like anti-Semitic here. I'm not trying to point the finger.
I know what you're saying, and those are reasons why. But the other thing is, why, you know, common people. I'm talking about, you know, you talk to common people, Americans. You talk to them. They don't know that. They just automatically think Syria is a bad place to be, and their leader's a bad leader, and we need to wipe them out.
Well, that's because they listen to all that media. See, the typical American just regurgitates information. That's all. They hear something on a TV channel, and they want to regurgitate or throw up what they've heard.
Yeah, but listen, you know, if you're a American, and you're watching videos and you see people in Syria going to restaurants, kids playing. Same way with Iraq. See them living their life. Why do you want to butt in and say they're not living a good life?
Because you want their land.
That's mostly what it is. You see, Israel, and I will talk about them. Israel, those people are pretty brutal people. And they always play on the fact that about the Holocaust. They want pity for the Holocaust. Like they're the only people on earth that were ever attacked. But, you know, there's two sides to every story. And why did they end up in their situation? You know, when they bombed Palestinians, I seen them coming in with tanks and soldiers, and Palestinians are using slingshots to fight them.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, that's what I see. You know, I see evil. I see real evil. You know, I don't see evil when I look at a city and people are sitting in there living a good life and they ain't bothered nobody because, you know, what has Syria done to the world, against the world? And you start picking on these different countries. Of course, they blame Afghanistan and Iraq for 9/11. But you know what? There's a whole different reason there that nobody wants to even get into. 9/11. Why were they after those two trade towers for so long and finally got them? Why the trade towers? It wasn't just because they're big. Because somebody tried to blow them up 10 years before that.
Yeah, 91 or something, yeah.
To me, you know, and of course it's just my opinion, is somebody ain't paying their debt. You know, probably whoever put them, somebody runs a big con game to make them big towers up there, big fancy things, and didn't want to pay for them. So, you know, they're probably warning them and end up, you know, trying to, but, you know, the government's arrogant. You know, when the government owes money, like when rich people owe money, they help the rich people not pay for it. You know, they help the rich people not pay. Like, you know, it's really hard. I tried to sue the Catholics because they ripped me off real good when I worked with them. You know, and they stood by the Catholics. Not because I was wrong, but they stood by the Catholics, you know? And the Catholics ripped me off for money for years that I worked for them. And I just wanted my fair share back, you know, even some of it. Even $100 back would have been better than nothing. But, you know, I was managing their radio station. I was putting in hours. I was developing that radio station. You know what happened right after I left? That radio station fell apart so bad they sold it for a dollar.
Oh, man. I remember that radio station, yeah.
100,000-watt radio station. And you know, Tiwi Radio on Pine Ridge Reservation, that's still operating, you know. But I worked there. I was a fundraiser for them, and we were pulling in money. Well, they hired white guys. And one day, what they did was, I was working there on a grant. All of a sudden, they said, your grant ran out. Well, they could have redid my grant and kept me there. But they wanted me out of there, and I was raising money. So I left. Here's the rule of thumb. You never get rid of a fundraiser. Do you know how hard it is to fundraise? Do anybody know what it's like to have doors slammed in your face? Well, fundraisers live with doors being slammed in their face. But they ignore it, and they just keep going, and they raise money. And I was raising money for this radio station to pay their high electric bills, to pay everything without government grants and all that. Because you can't run a radio station or any big business just on government grants. You got to have – somebody's got to work and bring in money. And anyway, long story short, when I – stopped working for Tiwi Radio, it started falling apart.
Oh, man.
It's still there today. But I went up there to use the toilet one day, you know, while I was up there to see somebody. And then I went into the bathroom, and they didn't even have a doorknob in the bathroom door. So I had to stick my finger through the hole in the door to keep the door closed while I, you know what I mean? And you see, when I was there, that would have never happened because I would have just went down to the lumber yard and got all the parts and told the guy at the lumber yard, if you donate this to us, I will give you some airtime.
Yeah, sure.
And your donation will be a tax write-off, you know? And that's how we had, I remember one guy in Custer, that's a racist town called Custer. I went over there to raise money in Custer, and nobody does that, you know, because Custer's racist. So I went over there, and I went to a donut shop. Told the guy, and he said, you know what? He said, I really appreciate and I understand your struggles, the Native American struggles. He said, and I will donate to you. He said, but please do not mention my name.
Goodness sake.
You know? So he said, do not mention my name. He said, I don't want no airtime. I don't want nothing. But he made a donation, and then he had donuts delivered to the radio station every Friday morning. So every Friday morning was donut day, and people could come in and, you know, eat donuts and coffee up at the radio station. We had boxes of donuts, you know, and he delivered them every Friday morning until I left, you know. And when I left, all the people that I had dealt with for airtime and all that, they dropped. So when you lose fundraisers, that's what happens. Anyway, I'm not going to brag or nothing, but, you know, that's how these things happen. So, you know, I was talking about suing the Catholic. It doesn't work. Not for me. Not for poor people. Everything's made for the Washichu. You know, they can sue people. Like I was talking earlier, how these guys on airplanes are griping and getting kicked off. And their last words going out the doors, I'm going to sue you. What's your name? I got your name. It's on video, you know. I'm going to sue you. Well, hardly none of them ever can sue anybody. How are you going to sue an airline, you know, because you're acting up? And then you see people telling the cops, I'm going to sue you, I'm going to sue you. Well, some have gotten lawsuits and got money from the cops, but it wasn't because of a little baloney. It's because the cops probably busted up their head or something on video camera, you know, and they were caught red-handed, you know. One cop actually saw his cop car in the parking lot with another lady cop's legs sticking up. You know what they were doing? You know? And you know, when they get caught, because nowadays you got cameras and all that. But in other words, we can't, it's hard for us to sue people. You know? They could sue me, but what would they get out of me? Do you remember when Metallica sued that Indian girl in Minneapolis or Minnesota? Do you remember that, Metallica?
No.
Any of you remember that? Because she downloaded some of their songs. She illegally downloaded their songs. And they took her to court and sued her for, like, I don't know how many hundreds, I mean hundreds of thousands of dollars. There may have been millions. And this was a poor Indian girl. And they had pictures of her standing on the steps, you know. I said, have fun getting $1 million out of that girl. You know? I don't know whatever became of that, but that was like 30 or 40, no, maybe 20 years ago. Maybe less than that. You never heard about that, Wayne?
No, I never heard of it.
Look it up, man. Metallica.
Unless it was back in 1999 or 2000 when Napster was around.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
It might have had something to do with that, you know? Because they hauled her to court and sued the hell out of her, Metallica. And, you know, I don't like that drummer, that Lars, whatever his name is, in Metallica. He's a real arrogant white American. I met their singer, that Hatfield guy up in Rapid City, you know, before.
James, yeah.
I met him. He kind of was all right with me, but that Lars, that white boy, he's a pure American, and I know he was behind that in lawsuits, like, you know, and even Prince, you know, if you love me so much, why are you stealing my music? He said, what kind of crap is that, you know? You know, if someone steals my music, I'm honored.
Yeah, me too. Yep.
You know, like some guy, Madonna stole a guy's song from South America. And the guy had a good case against Madonna. But he said, no, man, I'm just happy Madonna stole it. <You know? laughs> You know, I mean, sure, Madonna should just gave him some cash. She's rich, millionaire, you know. But, you know, rich people, once they get rich, I always wonder, would I turn out like that if I got rich? But I kind of don't think so. I really don't think so. But once they turn rich, like you look at Floyd Money Mayweather, the boxer, that guy's one of the richest black guys, I'll call him a black guy because he calls himself black, on earth. And he's arrogant. The country he comes from, look at those poor people have beat up water. They have an issues in Michigan and all that. He don't even help them. But he sure likes to run around, throw money off in bars, topless bars and stuff, hundreds of dollars, $100 bills, just throws them in the crowd, you know? But when Gaddafi was alive, he wanted to get rid of the dollar system. He wanted to use another system. Anyway, they killed him, you know. What's her name? Clinton, you know.
Hillary.
Hillary. Boy, she was wicked. Her and during the Obama administration. Obama administration did some wicked stuff in the world. You know that? They got rid of Gaddafi. They were bombing Palestine, and they don't even have a war. Official team against them. But Obama was bombing Pakistan. You know,
oh my God.
And they started that Ukraine war in 2014. Victoria Nuland was the one, and Clinton and George Pyatt, his name was Jeffrey Pyatt, and they had Ban Ki-moon with them from the United Nations. They're the ones took over the Ukraine in 2014. They set up, actually America owns Ukraine right now. Ukraine is American. They took it over in 2014. They set up the government at that time, the Americans did. They set the president up, all their leaders. All the ones who sucked their butt became leaders of the Ukraine. That's why, and Biden was in on it. They, and his son, Hunter Biden. There's a lot of stuff they did. They were trying to hijack the gas and heating that went through from Russia into Europe and to the Ukraine. That's what all that war is about at the time. And then what they did was to start getting rid of Russians out of there, you know. And to get rid of the Russians, they would just go and kick them off their land or murder them. You know, these are things that there's no news about, you know. The Ukraine, to get rid of Russians on their land, they were just murdering them and raping women and burning their businesses down, like the Ku Klux Klan did, you know. They were doing that back then. And you see, why was Russians living in the Ukraine? Well, there because Russia and Ukraine was all one bundle. There's millions of Ukrainians living in Russia. Russia ain't bitching about it. You know, Russia could return the favor, but Russia considered them relatives. But Ukrainians started helping Biden and them hijack, you know. Anyway, that's what happened, you know. It's just like Vietnam. The hustle was the rubber. Goodyear, B.F. Goodrich and all that, you know. You know how these big companies, and right now, they're same way with oil. What's that oil? What's that oil that they're using right now for cooking with? Famous oil. And they're tearing down forests and planting these palms for that oil.
Philippines, everywhere, yep.
Yeah, they're doing that. And in big businesses, that's what they do. And they do it in South America and all over. You know? anyway, you have any comments, Layla?
Well, I'll just say this about all of it. You shed light on topics that really open the door to the gigantic hypocrisy that the United States government pulls up every day, Wombly.
Yep. They, you know, the thing about it is we're this little people. You know?
Well,
and
the truth is a sword. So that's one reason I appreciate you so much.
You know, like when I talk to these doctors, you know, go talk to doctors. They're brilliant people because they're in the medicine. They know work on heart doctors, plastic surgeons, cancer doctors. But yet, their brain can go nowhere else. You know?
Yeah, they're corporate people.
Yeah, you can't talk to them about something because they just don't, their brain ain't there. They got their job, they got their check, they got their house, they got their family, and they don't care about nothing, you know? And in all career people in the country are like that. And I was tripping out how in other countries it's not like that. Like, I knew a dentist in another country. You should go down his house. He's just a normal guy. Being a dentist is just his job. But over here, a dentist, you know, there's a dentist, a millionaire dentist running over. He just shot a lion, a famous lion in Africa. You know, American dentists won't even talk to normal people. Over here, people with careers don't associate with common people. You know? And you know, it's always good to have a young mind. That's why I kind of appreciate, you know, Wayne's voice or other people's voice when they show up, you know, because it's interesting, you know, because a lot of the young, the modern things going on, I kind of don't, it's not that I don't see it, it's that I'm not into it. So sometimes somebody that's into it has a better perspective of what's going on with it when I don't, you know. But everything is important one way or another, you know. And you know, I know Wayne, where do you live at, in Ohio?
I live over in Dayton, Ohio area.
Oh, Dayton, Ohio. That's right.
Yeah,
well,
Bill lives northeast, so he's in Cleveland area. He's about 3 hours from where I'm at. 3 hours.
Oh, okay. You know, I've been over there, and it's weird how like different areas of life, like in Ohio, is different than, say, California, are different than Texas. Oh, wow. You know what? We got to go. You got any comments, Wayne? We're going to have to blaze on out of here. Oh, anyway, any last comments? Layla?
No, great show.
Okay. Hang in there, Layla. We're going to bail out right now. I'm going to...
You know, your son should die at all. Vecsutó. Innen a Toksa Petrológiai Jüskén a Kevon kicsi lakoktól.